You're listening to Joel and Felicia Family Values, where we talk about marriage, family, and life.
As you're listening, maybe you'll find some similarities.
Maybe you'll find some differences.
But hopefully you'll find some answers.
Let's go.
Well, thank you for tuning in again. We are back with another conversation. We like have a million conversations and you probably don't hear from us for a while because we were just sitting up here living life.
Talking.
Going to work, right?
Yeah. A lot of working, interacting.
But like we still podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like weird because he's finally off because he was working like 2 months straight. So
yeah.
I'm so excited that he's off, but we've had conversations like, you know, in between. But then there was one that kind of like really stuck with us, and it is deviating from what we normally talk about with marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like singularity. Like being single is like there's this little YouTuber, he is an animator, and he's hilarious.
Yeah.
His name is Swoozy. But he's got like these hilarious animations. He's a young, he's probably a millennial, like 30 something or maybe late 20s or probably. Something like that. I don't know. Or early 30s, who knows. But anyway, he had this whole little thing about like just toxic relationships. So we're gonna talk about like being single. Neither of us are single anymore, obviously, because we're married and we talk about it, but we were single before we got married. So like we don't have this grand equation for this is how you or
how to be successfully single. We don't have any of that kind of
or how to be successfully
ideas.
Or how to successfully get a mate or something like that. We don't have any formula. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because there is no formula any more than there is for humanity other than Word of God itself. You know, there's no formulas for life. It's just you gotta live and you learn as you and grow. But I was not great at being single, but I wasn't terrible at it. I was a human, just like most humans. We're not great at being human sometimes. Sometimes we do okay, you know, but we learn as we go. But single life, it's like anything else. There are some things that can help you navigate it successfully and have a better single life. And there are some things that can really make it tough.
Yeah.
You know.
Especially if you're like looking to be in a relationship or if your end goal is to get married one day and to find, I think everybody has this idea of finding Mr. Right or Mrs. Right.
Mm.
I think if that's one of your end goals, then you want to know, like, how did we find each other or how were we prior to each other if we were in multiple relationships before we met each other? And, you know, because that kind of stuff can kind of help you because we at some point in our lives, we had to narrow down to each other. And then all of a sudden we made this decision that, okay, you're it. But then there's so many people that I think they're looking for a formula of how that all happens.
Yeah.
But I mean, they are literally just decisions that you make sometimes in a moment, you know, cause some people I've heard, like they've been married for the longest. They met each other, and in the course of a couple of months, they got married, and here they are still married. Well, to me, that says that they have made a decision, and they are still making the same decision. That's what that says to me, you know. But then there's those people that were, they met each other, they dated for forever years, and then, you know, they finally get married, and then they get divorced. Once again, another decision, you know?
That's like, what changed that you're together for 8 years and then you get married and you can't be married but 6 months and now you can't stand each other? What's wrong? But I think there's one thing I think to be successfully single and successfully anything is be decisive. You know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Have an idea because, I mean, when I was indecisive, when I was a young man about relationships and stuff, I was not very successful and it made a tough life. And I can remember walking one day because there was a young lady that I met at church, and we went on a date, and it was the worst date I ever had. And so I called her one day and asked to talk to her, and her father basically said, "You need to quit calling. She don't want to talk to you. She doesn't. She's not interested." And I was devastated. So I remember taking a walk, and I remember it was like, the only time I've ever felt like God said something as clear as day to me. He said, "If you pursue me as much as you pursue relationships, you would actually find somebody." You know, and at that time, it really helped me because I learned to be more decisive and know what I want. And so when I met Felicia, I was very, very clear that I wanted somebody that she's not sitting around waiting on me. She has a life, and she was a very vibrant person. She had friends. She was doing stuff. When I would call, she wasn't sitting there at the phone waiting on me to call because she had no life outside of me. You know, she was busy. She was enjoying her life. She was very bright and just had a bright personality. There was so many things about her that I liked because of people I had talked to or dated or spent time with before. I knew really what I wanted.
I could tell. You hear my bracelets on my arm.
Her ever-loving bracelets.
I could tell, that you were very decisive, too, when I met you. Like, you were pretty grounded, yeah. And you just knew, because there was several times when we were dating that I just, you know, because we were long-distance dating, for one. Mm-hmm. And so there was this, I made it known to him, hey, look, I like somebody else, but you are welcome to call, you know, as much as you. And he was completely fine with that. He's like, hey, I'm not trying to push you or make you feel like we have to be in a relationship. If that's something that's going to happen, we'll see down the road, whatever God would have. But, you know, I just want to know if it's okay to call. So I'm like, well, yeah, you can call and stuff.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what I was thinking. I was saying that, but in my mind, I was thinking, whoever this guy is, I'm going to outlast him. And he will fail miserably because I am determined. I'm gonna come out on top in the end, and he's going to fade. And he did. You know, but I was very decisive at the time because she was exactly the kind of woman I wanted. And so, and still is. You know, she's just very... She was a person that I really could see myself with. And so I was like,
and he did. You did outlast, because it was through all of being oh, he's so far away. But this guy is a lot closer and I like him. And let me tell you, me personally, it wasn't because I know females are oh, I'm just living my best life. But you are you wouldn't be in and out of so many different relationships if you didn't want to be with someone.
That's right.
So for me, yeah, I did like this other guy, but I always kept a distance from men to for me to be able to see, you know, who he was. That's and how right. he was, you know, outside of his mannishness, you know, because it's something. Men are different from women. You know, we could probably sleep with you and still be with you. But something about with men sometimes, and I'm just saying sometimes, you know, when you engage sexually with them, it's all of a sudden something clicks with them where they're not as interested as they were when you weren't involved in that way, if that makes sense. You know, it's just so in the relationships that I would have with guys, they were never physical, and so because they weren't physical, it will weed out those guys that they weren't decisive, they didn't quite know what they wanted yet, and they were just testing the waters, if you will. Well, I'm not a project and I'm not an experiment. So you don't need to do a test on me. But I think we are both trying to fill each other out, because at the end of the day, once that physical relationship is not there, or what if it's not there, what do you have outside of that? And so it's kind of if you interject that type of relationship in any type of friendship, relationship, friends with benefits, it just complicates things. And so I was able to kind of see from afar, even the guys that I felt that I really liked, or maybe it would go somewhere, like, because I wasn't the type of person that was, like, going to just roll over and just do anything physical with you, it kind of weeded them out, because, you know, they're like, to them, moving to the next step, you know, which it might be to you, like, is being physical. But actually, sometimes it can complicate things, and it can draw things out even, because it's kind of like you start feeling like you are, I don't know, married, or you've settled down when you really haven't. It's just, you know, it's just, it's almost like a facade, you know, and you're living a facade, like you're living something that you think is there that's not really there. Because at any moment, it's kind of like, I'm done with this. Let's move on to the next, you know. Or, you know what, you're acting really crazy. So, like, good thing we didn't tie the knot. Let me just move on to the next. And you're carrying, like, baggage from one relationship to the next relationship. And then you kind of wonder, like, why do I feel, like, crazy, super emotional, hyper emotional, or, like, just unsettled, dysfunctional even. You've just got so much, like, baggage from so many different relationships, because each one is a little different from the last, you know, and then there's always you, the common denominator, you know, like, okay, what did I get from that, or what did I learn from that? And like with Joel, it's just, he was just there through me, just kind of figuring out, like, okay, like, he fell off the wagon because I guess he didn't get no kiss or something, or whatever he was looking for. And I gladly pushed him off the wagon. You know, it's kind of like, is that all you were waiting for? I thought you really liked me, you know. But, you know, I want to get to know you better, is what they'd say, you know. Like,
let's take it to the next level. What does that mean? You know, we want to go a little further and see the next step. And the next step usually means let's take it to the bedroom. And I hate to say it, ladies, a lot of times, if a guy that's what he's focusing on, it's probably, he's gonna lose interest. And that was kind of the story in this YouTube. She talked to him for 4 years, and she meets him.
Finally,
they have a date. And
of course, after 4 years, I don't know, like, what you're thinking. Like, oh, I feel like I really like you. So, like, hello, we're together in the same room. Let's finally get
together. And then, and one thing leads to another. Right? And they say, had some drinks. And I'm imagining probably what happened after that, all of a sudden.
But then it's like, all of a sudden, like, after that encounter for him, she started getting too clingy. But prior to that, like, you had 4 years of kind of texting, kind of on and off, and just really having a decent relationship or whatever kind of relationship, and you finally get together, that comes in, and then, you know, I'm imagining she's, like, really excited. She felt really good about the encounter that night, you know, or whatever happened that night. I mean, because honestly, you know, we're not, like, thinking, like, nobody has, like, been with anybody sexually, and probably some of you that are listening, you're like, oh yeah, you know, I had a couple of, you know, relationships prior to my marriage, or I'm single and I've had a couple of relationships, you know. So it's kind of like, you know, for her, like, oh, this was great, you know. I can imagine that. And then, so now, like, I feel like, oh, this guy is really somebody that I like. And then, so I might feel I feel differently about him than I did before when we were just, like, chatting over the phone or whatnot. Like, I feel really close to him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, what you're getting from him is you're too clingy.
Yeah. After one date, and we've been talking 4 years, and now I'm too clingy. Where's that coming from? You know? But
so a woman is like, where is that coming from?
But to him, it's like, okay, I mean, now you're rushing me a little bit, because, yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it, but this is a little too fast. But she's thinking, 4 years, that's not too fast. You know, we finally meet, and we've talked all this time. I feel like you know me. I know you. We actually are seeing each other. Something should click, and we ought to be kind of moving on into it, because 4 years, it's not a short time.
And it's not like he was not liking the interactions they were having. So
I'm figuring, hey, we got something here, and I finally get to meet you. We've always talked about it. I feel like, yeah, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get going and move forward. You know, a lot of times people are thinking, my clock is ticking. I want to get married. I want to make a family. And yeah, I like you. We've been talking a long time. We actually got together. We both enjoyed it, you know, and all of the things, one thing leads to another once again. Let's go ahead and start. But then he puts the brakes on, you know, and but then they're always shocked when she moves on or maybe he moves on. It's like, well, why are they moving on? Because you put the brakes on. You basically told him, I was interested, now I'm not. You know, but there's, you got to be decisive. You know, you can't be wishy-washy and in and out. And we have too many relationships where people don't know what you want. Know what you want. And I'll be honest with you. I was very decisive in our dating life. I became indecisive after we got married. You know, I quit really pushing to know and to understand, to know Felicia, to know myself. I got lazy. And we get lazy sometimes when we get married and we just lay down and, okay, now I can coast. No, that's when you need to be even more decisive. And I'm 49 years old and I'm just now beginning to see what it takes to be decisive and learning to be kind of, hey, know what you want, know what you want to do, where you want your family to go, how to lead and how to get to know your wife or your husband. All that stuff's important.
And I can honestly say I am so glad that I stuck around for it.
Oh, I am too.
I'm so glad, like, I stuck around for it because, you know, through all of that, like, you know, him trying to get decisive, me trying to work through, like, all of the nuances of my emotions and stuff, going through all of this and whether or not, like, I don't want to stay here for this and everything. I'm so blessed and thankful that I stuck around for the man that, like, I'm with now, because it's like, oh my gosh, like, what if we just had given up? What if I had given up? What if he had given up? You know, like, somebody else would get this mad hunk of burning love, and I would be so upset because I would have put in some of the effort, you know, that some other woman would be inheriting, and then vice versa and stuff. We've put in a lot of, like, you know, through, like, better or for worse, some hurt, some, there's a lot of history between us, and, you know, the people that we are now, like, it came from a lot of our hard knocks and stuff, and when you felt like you wanted to give up and just give all of that work and progress over to someone else, because, you know, he could walk away and be like, you know, I see some of the things that I could have done better in my first marriage and give that to some other woman, you know, and it's like, well, you learn to, like,
why don't you do that with me?
You know, so, but then that's me kind of learning some things in myself, you know, what am I taking over to, like, my next relationship or my next marriage and stuff, because it's like, I shouldn't be looking back and like, well, he didn't do that with me. Well, maybe she might be calling for something and, you know, that I never did. Or maybe she won't put up with some of the stuff that I put up with, but I needed to learn to not put up with it.
That's right.
Or maybe she's giving him something that I would never give him because I'm like, well, I shouldn't have to. But that, you know what I'm saying? So you don't ever want to look over and realize, like, you know, there was a lot of progress being made, but I just pumped the brakes and just stopped because I got tired of it. You know, because it's like, I'm enjoying the man that he is now, you know, and it's like, oh my gosh, because I can look back. It's almost like, what if you give away your kid before they ever reach, like, adulthood? You can't look back and say, I remember when you were little and you couldn't even put your shoes on. And look at you now. You make, you know, it's stuff. So you can't even look back and just be proud that you hung in there with your kids and you didn't give up and you're seeing them now. And they're like, but not to say that your spouse is a kid, but, like, you went through stuff together. And then you're looking at, like, wow, look how far we've come. You know, it's like, wow, I love you.
Oh, man, I love you too, man. And I'm glad that, I'm so glad that she hung in there and stuck in there with me and I stuck in there with her, because, you know, it's well worth it.
That was crazy.
Well, there was some times. And we both were. We both had our crazy times.
You're so gracious.
And we've had some interesting times. But there was a book we were going to write, and we probably still will write, about the house and the garden. But, you know, the premise of the book is that a man is a house that the woman builds, and she's got to build the house she wants to live in. And the woman is the garden that he has to tend and care for, and he will feed from the food based on what he plants in the garden. You know, and I think...
So basically, don't throw any rocks in the garden?
Don't throw any rocks in the garden. And take care of... Build a... Don't build a shack. Build a mansion, you know? And so she built a mansion, but imagine building a house, building your dream house, but then you lose it somehow. And so this other woman is living in your house, and you're like, that was the house I built for me, and it's so beautiful. I wish I had done what I had to do to make sure I stayed in that house, you know? Mm. Or this guy sees some other man farming on his beautiful farmland because he lost it somehow. Mm. He gave it away, and now this man is eating well from the rich ground.
That he said was nothing but sand.
And man, that ain't nothing but sand and rocks. But this joker done made it. He's getting everything he wants to eat. He's eating fruit, melons, cucumber, all kinds of things. You know, he's eating well because he has tilled it and made it something. Mm-hmm. We don't ever want to go back somewhere that we have been and invested something into and then come out saying, oh man, they must have the magic touch. No, you just didn't tend it very well. Mm-hmm. You didn't take care of it like they do.
That's and it takes some growing and learning. It takes a lot of growing and learning and being pliable and humble. Mm. And that humility isn't something you walk into any relationship with. It's learned.
It is learned.
Because, you know, like, don't... If you think you're humble right now, that's just proof that you're not.
Yeah, that is always proof.
That's always proof. You're like, I'm a pretty humble person.
I'm pretty humble. No, you're
not. Yeah, right. You just said it. Yeah. You are definitely not as humble. And then sometimes some people are easier to be humble to. So, like, if it's somebody that's easy, do you really think you're working at it? Mm. You know? Like, if everybody, anybody can be humble to that person. They're like,
they're easy to be humble with.
They're an angel, you know, but try to be humble to a demon.
Yeah. You're getting a pot or a pan thrown at you or somebody banging on the wall, it might be a little hard to be humble. So,
that he knows about you.
Oh, believe me, I beat on steering wheels and you leave me alone? We've had our days, but you know, those are times where you realize your humility, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's something to be thankful when you stick it out, but be decisive. Mm-hmm. You know, single people, be decisive. Know what you want. And I would say the second thing, don't pray for that person to be ready for you. You pray that you're ready for them. So when they come along, you're the person you need to be them and for yourself.
Okay.
Too many times we pray that, bring me Mr. Right, bring me Mrs. Right, bring me that person, and I want them to be this and that. No.
Who are you?
Who are you? Who are you going to be? Because that's what's most important. That's what's going to give you longevity.
And I tell you, that confidence that you have, like, in knowing who you want to be. And I tell you, my confidence actually came from the Lord.
Yeah,
you know, because like, even when I didn't feel my best, when I turned to look at God and like, okay, God, I like being here right now because I'm just, you know, it's like there's this confidence that came from Him that the next day was going to be okay. I survived the night, and there's another 24 hours here. We can do this. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in the day that you and I can't handle.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We were just thinking, like, this whole thing, like, giving you encouragement here for your singleness. And, and even, you know, you made it past singleness. You have married that person. Good for you. We are here for you to keep it going. Keep it going. You know, regardless, you know, if there was like physical interaction prior to you getting married, we're here for the longevity of what you have now.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully to keep that thing well oiled. And as we toil through, I mean, like, you probably won't hear us podcast all the time because we're busy being married, you know, and working through life and working through all of our situations and working period, because like life goes on. This isn't something we do full time, but we just love to do it.
Yeah.
You know, because God has really blessed us, and we just want to impart like some of that blessing over to you. As long as we're receiving the blessing of God, we're going to pour out what we have. So
amen to that.
Amen to that. So like, thank you for listening.
Yes, and be blessed.
Thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. You can find our podcast here on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, and more. If you like what you're hearing, remember to hit subscribe so you'll be alerted every time we drop a new podcast and topic. If you don't mind, leave us a review and let us hear what you think of our content. You can contact us via our email, joelandfelaciafamilyvalues@yahoo.com, or DM us on our Instagram, @joelandfelaciafamilyvalues. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, marriage is a journey, not a destination.